Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get the fuck up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts, in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church, forever and ever. Fall in. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. In the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day of the month, as I was among the exiles by the Kabar Canal, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. On the 5th day of the month, as the 5th year of the exile of King Jehoiachin, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of Chaldeans by the Kibar Canal, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. As I looked around, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, and a great cloud with brightness around it, and fire flashing forth continually, and in the midst of the fire, as it were, gleaming metal. And from the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had a human likeness, but each had four faces, and each of them had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like burnished bronze. Under their wings, on the four sides, they had human hands, and the four had their faces and their wings thus. Their wings touched one another. Each one of them went straight forward without turning as they went. As for the likeness of their faces, each had a human face. The four had the face of a lion on the right side, the four had the face of an ox on the left side, and the four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces, and their wings were spread out above. Each creature had two wings, each of which touched the wing of another, while two other covered their bodies, and each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit would go, they went, without turning as they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches moving to and fro among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures darted to and fro, like the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on each side beside the living creatures, one for each of the four of them. And as for the appearance of the wheels and their construction, their appearance was like the gleaming of beryl. And the four had the same likeness, though the appearance and construction being as it were a wheel within a wheel. When they went in any of their four directions, without turning as they went. And their rims were tall and awesome, and the rims of all four were full of eyes all around. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And when the living creatures rose from the earth, the wheels rose. Wherever the spirit wanted to go, they went, and the wheels rose along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood. And when those rose from the earth, the wheels rose along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Over the heads of the living creatures there was a likeness of an expanse, shining like awe-inspiring crystal, spread out above their heads. And under the expanse their wings were stretched out straight, one toward the other. And each creature had two wings covering its body. And when they went, I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of many waters, like the sound of the Almighty, a sound of the tumult like the sound of the army. When they stood still, they let down their wings, and there came a voice from above the expanse over their heads. When they stood still, they let down their wings. Acts chapter 9, verses 19 through 31. And taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name?" And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them before the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples. And they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them on the road, how on the road he had seen the Lord and spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Good morning and welcome to the third Monday of Eastertide. This is Brother Logan Isaac broadcasting from Walkersville, Maryland. This morning's readings come to us from Psalm 121, Ezekiel 1, and Acts 9. And I think it was on Friday that I talked about the chariot of God and how I happened to have been reading Bruce Chilton's Rabbi Jesus, and how he uses this imagery as really matter-of-factly, as though like John was really into this, Jesus was really into this, and doesn't really, I don't know, I haven't heard that before, and he just kind of runs with it, and we get to read it here, and you'll notice it never actually says chariot. It does describe these wheels, and it describes the gleaming metal, and how it moves, and that the wheels were in this, the spirit was in the wheels of this thing. And these living creatures also have these four faces, lion, ox, eagle, and human, which also John uses in Revelation. And we also later, the church began using to symbolize the four evangelists. But it does not actually say chariot. It does not say that they're going to war. It just describes how they're moving. And this is also Ezekiel's call story. And so it's obviously important to Ezekiel. But, you know, the importance it may or may not have had with John and Jesus is, I don't know, if you ask me, it's not entirely clear. And it also doesn't explicitly say chariot, perhaps because chariots are what Egypt used and had and stockpiled. So it's, I mean, it may be a part of the divine armor, you know, God's full battle rattle, but also just, it could be a vision. Like, I don't see John talking much about it. I don't see Jesus talking much about it. It's really interesting, and I don't know that Chilton is wrong, but as we've now heard, like, it's clearly a thing with living creatures on it. It moves up, down, all around, and it also goes, yeah, up and down, and it's like lightning, it's fast, but it doesn't, I don't even think it says it like, yeah, it says the spirit, wherever it wanted to go, it went, but that's as close as it comes to saying that God was on or in this thing. So it's really fascinating piece of scripture. I don't know how important it is. It's coupling with Saul's return from Damascus to Jerusalem and being treated with suspicion isn't entirely clear. Acts describes Saul returning, and Barnabas kind of vouches for him, or very likely did. He's the one that brought him to the apostles and declared, you know, the story. And, you know, Saul is going here and there and everywhere, up and down, all around. And that seems to be the only parallel with the chariot of God, which, yeah, it's not even in the subtitles. Anyway, I'm being super critical. But I do find it interesting that that we talked about it on Friday for some reason, and it comes up here. So I'm glad I talked about it. But the reading was so long, I want to cut the reflection short so it's not a super long morning podcast. But yeah, it's a fascinating part of Ezekiel. What it is sounds like, yeah, maybe it might be something like a vehicle, maybe an alien craft. I definitely thought about somebody thinking like, oh, this isn't hyperbole in apocalyptic literature. He saw aliens. So anyway, an interesting morning for reading and very long. So I'll keep the reflection brief.
A Prayer for the Parish from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and ever-living God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, hear our prayers for this parish family. Strengthen the faithful, arouse the careless, and restore the penitent. Grant us all things necessary for our common life, and bring us all to be of one heart and mind within your holy church, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for falling into First Formation, where PewPewHQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast at patreon.com/PewPewHQ. You can contribute as little as a dollar a month, and you can cancel at any time if I ever piss you off. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instructions will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PewPewHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off-air. So there you have it, three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I can't convince you to jump in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.